The city of Adak is running out of fuel to run their electrical generators. Adak City Manager Stephen Hine said this morning they had enough to provide about 15 hours of electricity to the 300-person community. They've only been providing power for about 11 hours per day since Monday, which means fuel will run out Thursday morning.
You know, we haven't stifled what everybody's doing here, but it's limited. So people are still able to cook and clean and have a life, but it's just without power 50% of the day.
Generator fuel is available on the island, but because of the bad fishing season last year, the city can't afford to buy it from the Aleut Corporation, the sole fuel provider.
Basically, our fish processor had a horrible A-season cod season this year, didn't land the fish that he thought he was going to land. Therefore, you know, ended up owing the city a bunch of money. And the city, in turn, has ran up a large bill, over $320,000, to our fuel supplier, the Aleut Corporation. And we exceeded our credit limit. And we're kind of in a stalemate of collecting funds or getting our credit limit raised.
David Frazier from Adak Fisheries says the plant's A-season cod harvest was down 60% last year, hurting both the plant and the city's tax revenue. Cod is the primary fishery and income source for Adak. Hines says he's working with Adak Fisheries and the Aleut Corporation to try to resolve the situation, but he was surprised that the corporation was not providing more immediate assistance.
You know, of course, shock, awe, unbelievable that, you know, the community, you know, they would allow the community, you know, their own personnel that work out here and the community itself to go without power.
The corporation's president, Thomas Mack, says they're aware of the unfortunate situation and have been working with the city for about 8 months to try to find a long-term solution. Negotiations are ongoing, and they hope to reach an agreement tomorrow. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.